More news stories now, including how East Anglian officers help deal with climate protests and a scheme is launched to help the homeless with the tap of a card. But first, families are struggling in the aftermath of the recent heavy rain.
Families will be forced to stay in temporary housing after floods swept through their homes, destroying their belongings. Six homes in Pikeman Place, Thorpe St Andrew, were swamped with water as heavy rain fell. Many of the people living there have been forced to sofa surf or stay with friends and family while the damage is taken care of. Carol Ruffley, one of the tenants, said, "I've had enough. I feel like moving. This is not the first flood. I tried to get house insurance 2 years ago and they would not come near me." Another person said flood water had ruined their furniture, cooker and white goods. Housing Association Flagship Housing is surveying the area in the hope of finding a more permanent solution.
Tributes have been paid to a generous family man who founded a well-known Norwich record store. Robin Watson died aged 75 after being diagnosed with cancer some years earlier. Mr. Watson, who was born in Essex, first set up Robin's Records on Norwich Market in 1971, at the time operating just one day a week. He had been selling records at markets across the country, but after growing fond of the city, decided to set up home in Norwich, opening a permanent store on Pottergate 2 years later. He weathered years of change in the industry and overcame obstacles. In 1977, thousands of pounds worth of stock was destroyed by fire, to become a popular spot in the city for music lovers. His wife, Jilly Bexfield, described him as a warm, generous man who loved his family, music and cooking, and who was something of a wine connoisseur. And Miss Bexfield said his love of music never waned, with his taste evolving over the years to include music from all over the world.
Students looking for somewhere more modern to live than traditional dingy digs are attracting major new property investment to Norwich. Development firms from as far away as the Far East are looking to Norwich as a place to build high-end student accommodation more akin to expensive hotels, with luxury add-ons such as gyms, laundry rooms, roof gardens and cinemas. Developers see the potential of Norwich, with its colleges and universities, as a highly attractive location, with student homes bringing a guaranteed rental income. Samuel Legood, a director at Abbott Fox Estate Agency, is selling a block of flats at Wales Square, St Faith's Lane, which was occupied by tenants who had to leave the property last year because of its condition. The complex of 47 apartments is now undergoing refurbishment and is for sale for £5.5 million. It has already attracted a lot of interest, both from developers in East Anglia and further afield, who want to convert it into a luxury student complex.
Police officers from Norfolk and Suffolk are among hundreds from across the country sent to London to help deal with the Extinction Rebellion protests. More than 1,100 climate change activists, including a number from Norfolk, have been arrested in action which has shut down part of the capital. The Metropolitan Police made a request to the National Police Coordination Centre for extra support, which has seen 4 Norfolk officers and 12 from Suffolk Police sent to London.
Prolific shoplifters could be banned from the city centre in a bid to tackle thefts in Norwich amid a harsh economic climate. Historically, criminal behaviour orders, CBOs, have been used for street drinkers and beggars to crack down on antisocial behaviour. But police say there is a high rate of shoplifting in the city centre, with much of it going unreported. They now plan to use CBOs to get a grasp on the problem. 2 new roles have been created for retail beat managers, constables, whose sole priority is tackling shoplifting. Officers said businesses often won't report shoplifting as long as they have recovered the stolen items, leaving the crime underreported.
An innovative fundraising campaign has launched in the city, allowing people to help rough sleepers with just a tap of a bank card. The new system creates a 21st century equivalent of scrambling for loose change by offering a quick and straightforward way of making a donation towards the plight of homeless people in the region. Norwich Street Aid is the work of a combination of businesses, charities and local authorities, and has been created as a response to the rising number of rough sleepers in the city centre. Members of the community will be able to visit a terminal inside the forum and give an immediate donation by tapping either their mobile phone or card on the device. The donation will then be pooled together with a central pot, which will help fund the work of the Pathways Partnership, a collaborative project led by St Martin's Housing Trust, to support those either homeless or at risk of becoming homeless.
Now to our first feature, which is written by Chris Hill. A long-awaited £6.8 million upgrade for a century-old Norfolk sugar factory proves it still has a vital role at the forefront of modern food production. The reader is Sarah Lusher.